this is Rachel McElroy.
This is Griffin McElroy.
And this is wonderful.
Welcome, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey, y'all.
You feel that holiday spirit creeping up? My ass feels like a Starbucks cup up in here.
I need to hit some tonight, I think, because I don't know that I've really dipped my toe in enough. I walk by that tree in our room and I think, there it is.
There it is.
It hasn't really synced up yet with like the spirit.
You need the ghosts. You need them three ghosts.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jesus.
You need them holy ghosts. Okay, typically when one talks about Jesus, they don't refer to him as multiple ghosts. You could call him.
Well, that's when I knew you weren't, when you said the three. I was like, oh, okay, no, not the holy one.
I could have probably come up with something to convince you that Jesus is three ghosts.
I know. I'm very gullible when it comes to the Bible.
That's entirely true.
The
original Bible? Pronunciation was Bibble.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to The Wonderful Show. It's a show where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into. And now it's called The Wonderful Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like The Man Show, that classic show on Comedy Central.
Oh, how is it like that?
Well, we talk about beer. We talk about beds. this is a good time of year, I feel like, for this show. I feel incredibly grateful for a lot of things.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
And it's been a very wild ride this month, I would say, but it's been...
This year, even, one might say.
This decade, one might say. but yeah, I'm in a good mood, and that's maybe because the sickness that has occupied our house now for like a week and a half has finally left me behind, but it's still got its cruddy grip all over you.
I am feeling better today. People said when they said, you know, hey, we're all going to go back into the world and our immune system has basically been dormant for over a year.
Yeah.
I bet there's going to be some illness that comes with interacting with people again. And hey, turns out, yes. Basically, since our children have been in care locations for almost a year. No, not quite a year.
No.
Not even a year. We've been sick like three or four times at least.
Yeah, since like September maybe.
They keep bringing the stuff home
it's
and we keep
fucking brutal.
Sucking it up.
And because we've increased our number of people in the family.
Yeah.
By a factor of, 33%, the vectors have exponentially increased.
It's hard to tell where it originates.
Yeah, we don't know who to get mad at for bringing this terrible thing.
Sometimes it's like they bring it home,
yeah,
totally unaffected by it. We get it, and then they get it from us somehow.
It sucks.
Even though they are patient zero.
Anyway, this isn't, nobody cares.
Nobody cares, but, you're feeling better. I'm starting to feel better.
We're on the up and up, right in time for Jesus Day. You got any small Wendy's?
Small Wendy's. I'm going to say, you can harmonize. I'm going to say the bottle brush.
This is
a brush where you use to wash the bottles. You take the brush when you're cleaning the bottles and you put it in and it is perfectly sized.
Baby bottles.
For cleaning the inside of the bottles. Baby, yes, but it could also be other small glass bottles that you might be using.
Okay.
Maybe you've got a small vase. And I like that it's sized appropriately for the vessel it is cleaning.
Yeah, I like that too.
What about you?
It
can't be darker than mine. Mine is pretty dark.
Oh, I don't know. I sometimes enjoy the novelty of sleeping on the couch.
Oh, and, here we go.
And it's not a...
We're going to air our dirty laundry.
We're not fighting, but we are taking turns coughing so much that it makes it impossible for the other person to sleep through it.
Griffin and I almost fought over sleeping over the couch last night because I thought...
We didn't fight.
Well, he was like, I'll sleep on the couch. And I was like, you know, maybe I should sleep on the couch. Because sometimes the couch...
I don't care about nice things as much as I would say the average person who is at this point in their lives.
That's very true, yes.
We I don't care. Like, I don't get very much out of that, right? I would say we live a little bit below our means because I just, that stuff doesn't bother me.
Anytime, this is like a hint, anytime I shop for Griffin, I tend to buy him very comfortable, nice things because he always treats it as such a luxury.
I just don't think about it. Yeah. Because, I mean, we were raised to not necessarily give much of a shit about that. Mm-hmm. But I will say we have the nicest bed in the fucking universe. That I love so very, very much. And I love sleeping in it, but there's something about sleeping on the couch where it's like, ooh, I could stay up and watch TV.
I know, TV's right here.
You're right. And so I did that last night because one of us was coughing a lot. And not because you were keeping me up, but I didn't want you to come out to the couch because you felt guilty, which is what happened the previous evening.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, sometimes the couch just, it's a different vibe. It hits different.
I like the ability to sleep sitting up when I am sick.
Yeah.
And the couch makes that a lot easier.
This is fucking depressing. Really sad. You know what sucks is that my subject today is also sort of in the sadder.
Yeah, but I think people are going to be hyped for this one.
I hope so. Let's just get into it.
What is your first and only and most wonderful thing this week?
It's functional.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. It is one of the most potent healing techniques
okay.
that I've ever experienced.
Dr. McElroy.
No, please God. I feel like I need the Sawbones intro for this. It's the neti pot.
You did say one of the most potent healing. And
it's one of the things that when I do it, I'm like, oh, okay. I feel considerably better because of the thing I just did.
Usually Griffin and I don't share what our topics are in advance of recording, but this time he was like, hey, I'm going to do the neti pot.
You would be antagonistic because you don't like.
Well, not antagonistic. I think it's scary.
It is scary. Yeah. I mean, you're dry drowning yourself a little bit. A little bit when you do it. I will say also up front that this is one of the rare types of subjects that I discuss on this show that if you do it wrong, you could die. So keep that in mind and make sure your shit is coming correct to the neti pot adventure if you want to go down this route. I get pretty chronic, like, sinusitis and, like, sinus pressure and infections and shit, like, nonstop. I've had surgeries to address it and other sort of pretty horrific corrective measures taken to prevent it. But it still happens from time to time. And when it hits me really, really hard. And so neti pot, or nasal irrigation, is something that I never really took seriously, mostly because if your technique is not, like, really good, it is bad to have water poured into your nose.
Well, and I'm sure you will tell us how long it has existed for, but I will say that this was not a thing when we were younger. Like, I didn't know anybody that did it. I never heard about it. Like,
it was a thing, but not in our universe necessarily. If you don't know what neti pot is, it's a little teapot that you put in one of your nostrils and you pour like this saline and water solution into your nose until it comes out of the other nostril, and then you do the other nostril in reverse. And water goes through your whole sinus system and out the other side in a display that I would call grotesque. like a dark carnival of human terror. But man, oh man, does it hit the spot, right? there's like a very specific way you need to hold your head and kind of like close your nose without actually pinching it from your mouth so that you don't, you know, choke yourself. And then you just breathe through your mouth as this salt water basically goes right through you. I used to hate it, but now I'm really good at it. And I think it's a godsend because it's one of those things that makes a lot of sense. Your sinus passages are so like tight by default. And if you do have some sort of like, you know, deviated septum or just like chronic allergies that like swells the stuff up in there, it's really easy for dust or allergens or just like the gunk that's up in there to get just stuck to the point where the usual methods of clearing your nose doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
And so if you think about it in any other way, right? If you had some like straw that you really loved, but it got all jammed up, and then you like blew through it and it didn't make the stuff come out, you wouldn't be like, I've exhausted my options. You just wash it. You just wash it and you rinse it.
This is a weird comparison you're making. if you had a straw you really loved.
Okay. If there was some sort of like If something gets dirty and stuck up, you wash it with water. Yeah. And that's the, and what Neti Pots presupposes is do that to your nose. And when you do it and you do it real good and you instantly feel better because you just washed out the dirty thing, yeah. It's hard not to be like, why the fuck am I not doing this all the time?
Especially because you have a dust allergy, right? Yeah. Like this seems pretty essential for you.
But also, like, my shit's fucked up in there. And so my nose is particularly like great at being like irrevocably stuffed to a point where I just have to ride it out and wait for things to fix themselves in there, which can take, in my case, like a couple weeks, maybe.
Griffin gets one particle of dust in there, he's okay. He gets two, he's okay. Three particles of dust, and then forget it. Everything's shut down.
Yeah, unless I irrigate it. And I just, it's one of those things that now that I do it pretty frequently when I get sick, it's something that I wish existed for like every type of illness. Like, oh, my tummy hurts. Let me just flush the, I guess there is ways to flush.
Yeah, I mean, one might say drinking water is probably the best way to do that for your body.
But not as instantaneously. Neti Pot takes like 30 seconds and I'm back in the fight. It also like moisturizes you in there in a place that gets pretty dry at certain times of the year. And it just, it is for me, miraculous. Now, if you are interested in getting into the Neti Pot lifestyle, one, there's a learning curve that sucks shit to get over. The other thing is that you have to make sure that you use distilled or purified water or water that you have boiled in a clean container. And then this is an important part of it. If you do boil the water, let that shit cool.
Yeah, that is a mistake I have definitely made.
Rachel made a whoa-oh one time that I would say was costly.
I like a really like hot shower, a really hot bath. So it's made it so that I am not great at judging temperature because I think I would shower in this.
Right.
I forget that I would not necessarily put that directly in my nose.
Right. And how was that experience for you? How would you describe it?
It was hot.
Okay. The reason you got to make sure that it is super duper clean is because there can be, you know, bacteria or amoebas in that water that if you drink it, amoeba goes down the gully slide and ends up in your tummy acid. And then amoeba's like, oh no, I'm dead. But you know what doesn't have acid in it is your nose stuff.
Yeah.
And so if one of them gets in you, it can make for a real bad infection or also just kill you outright. It's not a huge number of people that beef it in this way every year, but it ain't zero. So you do have to be carefully, you have to be carefully taught. So the practice of nasal irrigation has roots in ancient Indian yogic practices just for general hygiene, and there are actually two variations on that process. So the Neti Pot is used in what is called, and I apologize for the pronunciation, Yala Neti, which is where you get a Neti Pot and you put some nice clean salt water in it, and you put it in one nostril and it comes out the other, right? That's the usual technique. There are advanced Neti Pot techniques, which involve pouring it in your nose and spitting it out your mouth, which is cool.
Whoa.
Or better yet, and I would love to see this done, you put it in your mouth and then you blast it out your nose.
Oh my God.
Like a reverse whale. And I think that's fucking awesome and powerful.
Wow.
I would never be able to do that technique without being able to, like, you know, open my eyes the next day. But I appreciate that it's there. It is, I would say, preferable to what is called Sutra Neti. This is not a judgment on people who do it, obviously. Go with God. I think it sounds powerful and neat, but I don't think I would ever be able to pull out a length of string and put it in one nostril and then pull it out of my mouth and then just kind of floss.
Oh my God.
Which is how rock stars do it, right? Like, I bet Andy Kaufman probably did it that way because that man was wild. Wow. But I am good with the vanilla sort of aquatic experience.
Yeah, I don't really know how it works up there, you know? Like, I know that the nose and the mouth are connected, but I don't know what that passage looks like.
It's more complicated than you would think.
Yeah.
It would not surprise you to learn that I have looked at mini diagrams of the nasal cavity.
Okay.
And it's mini mysteries.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more going up in there than you assume. But I know this has been kind of a gross segment, but like, and I think it's one of those things that like people hear about neti potting and they think that it's some sort of like loosey goosey, you know, homeopathic sort of thing and might feel certain ways about that because of that. But like, just on paper, you rinse out your nose pipes when your nose pipes get clogged up. And I feel like if you think about it that way, it's like, oh yeah, that makes, of course.
Yeah.
Why aren't we all doing that?
Yeah, you have to get over kind of the initial hesitancy. So I had not done it in a long time. And as we mentioned earlier, I have been sick. And Griffin was kind of like dropping hints like...
You were in real bad shape yesterday.
I was, yeah. I was coughing like every 2 to 3 minutes. And he was like, oh, if only there were a way to clean out that system that you have. And I was scared.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, dear listener. I was scared.
But then
I did it. And I had to kind of fight. I was telling Griffin, it's kind of like when you have to first learn to swallow pills. Like your body is like, no, don't do this. Like you put the water in your nose and your body's like, stop. Why? But it really helped. I'm going to be honest. It helped.
Yeah, man.
I feel better. I mean, I potentially would have felt better today anyway. I'm going to put that out there, but...
You felt better. You stopped coughing as much, and your voice sounded less urkelish, and you...
And I grew 2 inches.
You grew 2 inches. Your muscles got bigger. No, I mean, I'm not going to overextol its virtues. I just think it's one of those things that now that I can do it without hurting myself or feeling bad while doing it, and it's just like another form of care... that I can do for myself, like drinking Sprite when I have or Gatorade when I have a stomachache. Yeah. Like I think about it the same way because it's just rinsing out something that is gunked up.
That's a good comparison. Like it's not going to cure you, but it is going to make you feel a little better in the moment.
Which, like when we're in the shit with a sinus problem, it's like anything, any port in a storm. This segment is probably not going to do it for a lot of people. I apologize for that, but
Like the Netty enthusiasts are going to just be like cheering right now, but everybody else is going to be like,
but you know, I'm ride or die with it. So, except I clean the water, so I'm just mostly ride with it. Hey, can I steal you away?
Yes.
Cool. Got a couple jumble gems here. And I would love to read this first one. Do you know why? Because it is for Elder Plops. And it is from Tony, and Tomi, who say, I wanted your favorite couple to help me wish you happy birthday. Is that us?
They didn't indicate they wanted another favorite couple to read this.
That's fair. You're about to be 25. Oh, to be 25!
We were just talking the other day about how long ago 25 felt.
Yeah. And I'm so proud of the person you've become. Keep drawing, dreaming, and being yourself. Welcome to the Quarter Life Crisis Club. Pretty cool to say, I'll be 100. That's easy. 100 is, everybody's getting 100 these days.
I will say, in hindsight, 25 seems like maybe the best age.
It's a really fucking good age.
I appreciate that there is a quarter life crisis associated with it, but... Looking back,
it wasn't even a crisis for me. It was like, oh, shit's starting to kind of align a little bit.
Maybe I'm a grown up.
Maybe I'm grown, but I'm still young enough, fresh enough.
Still tight.
Still so tight that I can go out to the dancing place.
Yeah, I can pass for a young person.
What about this next one?
This message is for Calum. It is from Shannon. Hi, baby. I'm so glad you showed me the whole McElroy family, including the love that is wonderful. I can't wait to marry you one day and get our P-bub bubber puppy. You can do
good
it.
Good job, by the way. There was a lot of letter switching in there, and you did a great job.
I just went for it. Yeah. You can do it, cheese baby. I love you very much, and I'm so proud of you. Love, Crozy Baby. You think that was supposed to be Crozy?
I think it was supposed to be Crozy, and because I think this one was sent in as a type of challenge.
Rubber baby bubby bumper. Rubber baby bud. Buggy.
I'm just saying it's on some Finnegan's Wake shit.
P-bub bubber puppy.
And it did not break obviously your stride is thoroughly broken at this point, but the things that you broke it on were like completely voluntary.
Uh-huh.
The core thesis of the message I think you delivered exquisitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey there, beautiful people. I'm Travelle Anderson.
And I'm Jared Hill. We are the hosts of Fantai, the show where we have complex and complicado conversations about the gray areas in our lives, the things that we really, really love sometimes, but also have some problematic feelings about.
Yes, we get into it all. You want to know our thoughts about Nicki Minaj and all her foolishness? We got you. You want to know our thoughts about gentrification and perhaps some positive? question mark?
Uh-oh.
Aspects of gentrification. We get into that too. Every single Thursday, you can check us out at MaximumFun.org. Listen, you know you want it, honey, so come on and get it. Period.
What have you brought before the sharks for us to invest in and fight over in a nasty way?
Now, I haven't watched a lot of Shark Tank, but I'll do my pitch. Okay. Have you ever noticed how when you go outside and there's white stuff on the ground and you're like, boring?
Yeah.
Let me bring to you, sharks, the snowman.
I've heard of these.
He's just like us, but he's made of snow.
He's just a round guy.
Mm-hmm.
With a hat that lets
curvy.
Him talk.
Curvy, one might say.
Curvy in all the right places, yeah. Which is to say three places.
Here's the thing. Apparently in other parts of the world, two spheres, not
That's
three.
That's the Animal Crossing way of doing things,
yeah.
Which I appreciate. Who's got the time for three spheres?
North America is apparently the primary place for the three spheres.
Well, we got to go bigger, don't we? We got to go bigger and better. I bet fucking Henry Ford was the first one who was like, let's do more spheres!
I love the snowman. I love, you know, when you're driving around. Okay, so here's the thing. Obviously, we have a problem with snow because of what happened to us in February of 2021. But when you're able to drive around and you see a little snowman in a front yard, aren't you charmed
it's
by
good.
It?
Yeah.
It's
good. Yeah. I mean,
good.
I'm more charmed by imagining the like childlike experience of making that snowman. Yeah. Like I mostly look at it and I think, oh, I bet they had a lot of fun with that. Not like look
Have
at
you
that.
Ever made like a real good snowman that you're proud of?
No.
Me neither. There's like a certain kind of snow you need, you know? And I didn't do a lot of research on this, obviously, but it has to be snow that you can pack. And we didn't always get that.
Yeah, I don't know why, right? Like, it did snow in Huntington, and there were three of us rambunctious boys.
Mm-hmm.
We just always wanted to go sledding at the park we lived next to.
Yeah.
And, like, that's way more exciting to me than any sort of construction project.
Yeah. I also, like, while we're on the subject of snowman, I like Frosty, the 1969 animated Christmas special. I enjoy a lot. I like The Snowman, which was the 1982.
Oh, yeah.
TV short that like
isn't that based on a book?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just like so soothing and like beautifully animated, and
it's mostly, if I remember, about 40 minutes of watercolor imagery of a snowman flying around with a little boy. That's what I remember of it.
Yeah, more or less. There's a place where they go to meet other snowmen that I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just that there was like a hangout.
But it's
also
a contemplation on snow mortality, which it's challenging for a lot of kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about the snowman is that anytime you watch like Frozen or, you know, a film or TV show with a snowman, all you're thinking about is like, how long do I have this creature?
But Olaf's got, and this is what bugs me about Olaf.
Oh, here
we
go.
He's effectively immortal. He like
can't, now
he can't fucking die. Even
now,
when he
because
dies.
Of Elsa's magic.
Right. But then like he does, spoilers, I guess, for Frozen 2, but like even when it's got, he still can come back. So it's like, you need that vulnerability to really vibe with a snowman. And Olaf is like this immortal demigod. So it's like, how am I supposed to like care about him and his story if he can't die? You know what I mean? And still walks the earth today.
Yeah.
Looking for some other sort of snow enchantress to release him from this prison.
I mean, there's another immortal guy that I feel like you think is pretty
Santa
rad.
Santa Claus.
Snowmen. So the earliest known photograph of a snowman was taken in 1853 by a Welsh photographer.
Before then, they were much too elusive to capture on film.
You couldn't get it to stay still long enough to really get it in one of those photos. But yeah, it's difficult, obviously, to be like, the first
snowman.
This is snowman.
The first time people made two spheres with snow.
Yeah. So basically, like, the only way to really track that is to, like, look in photographs and books.
There's
got to
be some sort of prehistoric carving of someone putting two balls together and cheering.
I did a little research on on the big snowmen, like the famous big ones, the ones that the people are making and putting forward.
Love those guys.
And that is how I found Snowzilla.
Oh, shit.
Snowzilla is controversial, largely because it was built in front of somebody's front yard and caused a lot of traffic delays in Anchorage, Alaska.
He also destroyed Snokio. You don't have to do that. She was frowning while she did that.
So Snowzilla 2005 was 16 feet.
That's not that big, I feel like.
2007, 22 feet.
That's bigger.
Apparently the creator of Snowzilla was brought to the attention of some code enforcement officers because the neighbors were like, you got to stop making this snowman because everybody's driving up inns and we can't get to our house.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that seems like not in the spirit. And then I did a little more research and this guy was pretty well known for having a lot of debris in his yard. And I think this might have just been the tipping point for them of like, oh, another thing.
So they had to call Snow Ghidorah to come and battle him.
This is really good.
Mecha Snowzilla.
This is really good, honey. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
But as you mentioned, not the largest snowman. The largest snowman, 2008 in Bethel, Maine. This is a snowman that was 122 feet.
Now we're fucking cooking.
And 1 inch tall.
Was it just super skinny, though?
Actually not a snowman. It was a snowwoman.
Oh.
It's the largest snow person ever created.
Okay.
13 million pounds of snow.
I didn't think the Earth weighed much more than that.
It's only a few feet shorter than the Statue of Liberty.
Wow, why not go for it? If you finish your giant snow woman that you, the creator of, are definitely very attracted to, and you found out like, oh man, 7 more feet and she would have been taller than the Statue of Liberty, how would you not be like, get out the big ladder.
I know.
We're doing this shit again.
I know, yeah.
Give her a big hat.
Actually, there was a hat. So here is how this snow person was constructed. If you go to the Guinness website, you can see a little time-lapse video. There were like cranes and bulldozers. It was like a whole big thing. They made the eyelashes from 8 pairs of skis.
God almighty.
A 48-foot-wide fleece hat. An 8-foot-long nose made from chicken wire and painted cheesecloth. And lips made from 5 red car tires.
Okay.
The arms were 2 30-foot spruce trees.
This is starting to sound like a tall tale almost.
Uh-huh.
His arms were as big as 5 red tires.
They also used 5-foot-wide truck tires. So I'm guessing like, what is that? Like a monster truck or big construction? Whatever. 5 foot seems like a big tire as the buttons.
I don't know. I have 5 foot tires on my Hyundai Elantra. I got 7 foot tires on my Mitsubishi Eclipse.
How many more cars can you name?
Oh, I got like 9 or 10 cars.
Let me show you a picture.
Of the big one?
Yeah.
Does she have a name, the big woman?
Olympia.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
After Olympia Snow, who was a...
Whoa, okay, interesting. So not spherical in shape, more volcanic.
I think
nature.
If you're going to go structural on that size, you really have to make kind of like a pyramid more than a figure eight.
Can I be honest with you? I am entranced by Olympia.
Oh, yeah?
Because of the geometry of her. Like uh-huh. She has one perfect sort of like volcanic shape that just sort of smoothly arcs upward to a single head. It's very, mm-hmm. It's very mathematically satisfying.
Oh, wait. You know, as I pulled up the image, breaking news, Olympia is no longer the world's tallest snow person.
Oh, no, and this happens.
As of 2020.
Wow.
Almost a year. Apparently.
Give me this news on the fly. I'm so stoked.
Beep, 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 beep. 125-foot structure in Austria.
Okay. How big was Olympia?
122 feet.
That's bullshit. If you're going to go do it big. Come on. Is it really that hard to add another foot on it?
Okay. The snowman is nicknamed Reese, which roughly translates as giant. And
how clever.
I hate Reese.
Was built in a ski region of Austria.
I need pics.
Survived winds of over 100 kilometers on Tuesday evening with only his 2-meter hat blowing off and needing to be rebuilt.
Oh, so for a minute there, he lost the crown.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the hat, the big old hat. That's how they did it. Is that? That hardly seems fair.
That's bullshit. That hat is like half the guy. And he looks like shit. He looks fucking terrible. He's so skinny. He has nothing on my big, beautiful snow wife, Olympia.
I love my big, beautiful snow wife.
I love my huge, conical wife, Olympia. I hate that. I fucking hate that.
Yeah, that seems, I don't know, that seems a little unfair. But, you know, that is the spirit of the human race, right? Like,
To fucking cheat? That's bullshit. You know, I bet Olympia, no parts of her ever blew off in some wind. My thick snow wife. That's, I'm genuinely upset about this.
This was February 2020. Like, there was a lot going on in that time.
Yeah, I guess that's why they haven't been able to. I mean, Olympia's got to still be there, right? If you're made out of 13 million pounds of snow, you're probably pretty hard to shovel
away. What
do
you do when that melts? It's like a avalanche, right?
Or a flood or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't like thinking about Olympia melting or being hurt in any way. Anyway, I don't want to pressure you, but how would you feel about being made out of 13 million pounds of snow?
Doing a little snow play?
A little snow. Hey, everyone. It's about to get weird in the studio, so we better wrap up quick. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Bowen and Augustus for the use of our theme song, Money Won't Pay. It's a very, very good track that you're just going to love the hell out of. Two important things. One, we have a pre-taped Candle Nights Spectacular that is going to be out this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you go to McElroy.family, you can find out everything you need to know about it. You can get tickets. Tickets are $5, or you can have an option to pay more because all ticket sales go to benefit Harmony House, an amazing institution we've been working with for a long time in Huntington that goes to provide support for people experiencing homelessness. By the nature of this particular holiday season for us, we have not been able to get out the word as much about it, and ticket sales are what we call in the industry a little soft, which makes me quite sad. So please don't delay. Go get your tickets. Are you looking up the exact link for it?
It's bit.ly/candlenights2021.
If you can't make it, it would still be cool for you to get a ticket because Video On Demand is going to be available through January 2nd.
Yes.
It's bits from all of our shows, all of our podcast contributed segments for
the episode. It's so charming and lovely. And, you know, if you are, for some reason, just a fan of Wonderful and not the other shows, and you're like, why would I watch this? It will make your heart grow.
Yes. We also have special guests like B. Dave Walters, Hank Green, Jean Grey, Paul and Storm, Adam Brody, who agreed to do it for reasons beyond my comprehension, uh-huh. But it's very cool. So again, bit.ly/candlelights2021. Tell a friend. We would love to be able to raise more money for Harmony House, and there's only a couple more days to do so. So thank you. I know I said we had two things. We actually have three because I forgot that we are also, Wonderful is doing a virtual live stream on January 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. And ticket sales for that one, again, it's going to be $5 with an option to give more, will go to benefit Austin Batcave, which is a really rad nonprofit here in Austin that offers writing programs for young authors age 6 to 18. Rachel's been working with them for a long time. I've done a couple D&D camps with them. Yeah. They're a really, really, really amazing organization, and we would love to be able to support them in a big way. So tickets for that are bit.ly/wonderfulabc2021. The other thing is that all of our shows on the network are taking a break the week after Christmas, the last week of the year, December 27th through the 31st. So we're all going to be taking a week off, and all the people that, you know, work with us to make the shows great and keep the business afloat are going to be taking a week off too. So enjoy the remainder of 2021. Pretty fantastic year, I think we can all agree. And we'll be back to talk to you when 2022 starts. Also, we have merch at macaronimerch.com, and you should go check all that jazz out. That's it, yeah?
Yeah.
I hope we feel better next week.
I think I will. I did the neti pot. I've been drinking the lemon water.
Yeah. You've been...
sleeping at a 90-degree angle.
You've been having me sort of squish you to say that, like, it gets the toxins out. Like sit on you and squish you pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't see any of the toxins come out. But you're like, they're invisible.
Yeah, you know those, like, Play-Doh hair?
Yes.
That's how the toxin comes out, God. Like that.
You just remind me of a Junji Ito horror story that I don't want to think about being you in it. I just want to keep imagining you as a beautiful 130-foot tall snow princess that could destroy my whole house. And that Olympia is so much bigger than our house.
Uh-huh.
By a factor of like 6.
Mm-hmm.
She's so big.
Mm-hmm.
Can you show me that picture again?
We should probably go first.
Don't show me a picture of that fucking slender, fucking 30-foot hatted idiot snowman. I'm going to take a blowtorch to that guy. I'm going to fly to Austria and annihilate that snowman and send his ashes to my... I have to stop.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.